Take Command is also now on YouTube. Clips on my YouTube page, and then full episodes at youtube.com/@1067TheFan. It's a joint venture, of course, Take Command, between our station, Team 980 here, and 1067 The Fan across the hall. An Odyssey station. I was just giving the whole fancy voiceover there to see if Anthony was paying attention. It turns out he is not.
I was. You said an Odyssey station.
Yeah. Who was I talking about?
It's a great question, Craig.
He almost pooted on himself.
I really did.
Too much information. Way too much information. Oh, man.
Craig, you can't hear yourself, can you?
Nope.
You want to know why? Because Anthony Haney is taking over. I'm leading this boat right here, baby. One of the funnier bits on our show has always been what I would do if I was taxed with, you know, leading a segment, leading the show for some, you know, small amount of time. And guys, I'm here to finally address that fear of mine. So, yes, I'm taking over right now. Oh, let me turn down my music. That's what I forgot to do. Let me turn down my music a little bit.
Can people hear me now? Nope, people still can't hear me.
Craig's over there. He just doesn't know what to do. If you guys have not, you know, been listening in, or you're just now joining the radio program, today is Craig's last day. So we're going to allow you guys to get in on the radio show. We have my guy James lined up right now, but the number again is 301-230-0980. And you can share your favorite memory of Craig. You can congratulate him on his new opportunity. But right now, we are giving Craig his flowers, and also Anthony Haney for addressing his fears finally. Craig, you can now come back to the mic. How'd I do?
You did great. I think it's pretty funny that it's my last chance to do a show, and the way you chose to celebrate was not letting me talk. But you did a great job, and I'm proud of you for facing your fears. It would have been nice if you'd faded the music a little faster.
I know.
It made sense because that's kind of your theme song.
Yeah.
But you did a good job, and I'm proud of you.
And look, the effort was there. The execution, you know, needed a little bit of tweaking, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to bring James up? Should you bring James on the show, or should I?
You can.
Okay, I'm back in charge now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good job, Anthony. James, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show one final time.
So, as I mentioned last time I called, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And frankly, you, and I had mentioned this before, are my favorite host on the channel. So when I first saw the Instagram post mentioning that today was your last show, I'm not going to lie, I legit started to fight back tears, and I was at work. So I got a little choked up, and so I immediately went straight to Odyssey and listened to the opening segment where I heard the full announcement. And so, like you had mentioned with Anthony, it's kind of a mixed bag of, yes, I realize it's an incredible opportunity and realize how much basketball writ large means to you. So I appreciate the fact that it's an amazing chance, but yeah, it absolutely sucks that you're leaving. And I do think it's kind of funny that, not funny or appropriate, it's a much better word, that you're going to be working for both the Wizards and the Mystics, because one of the things that I've most appreciated about all of your time on the show has been the fact that you have gone out of your way to say, I am here for all of the professional sports, not just the football team, not just the football end, whoever happens to not be sucking besides football, but legit giving respect to all of the teams in the area. Frankly, I think that's a voice that there aren't nearly enough of, or not, there isn't nearly enough representation for, in the city in general. So Hopefully there will be someone else who will be able to pick up that flag after you depart. But there were two quick things I was going to ask. One, I don't know if you recall getting a message from a rando listener who had started to talk to you about sponsoring the "This is what's coming up this weekend"
bit. Oh, yes.
Bit.
Yes, I do remember a brief exchange about that. Yes, the weekend preview, which will finish its run, brought to you by nobody.
And so the cupcake guy was me.
Okay. Anthony, I don't know if I even got to tell you about this.
No.
So basically, James messaged me and was like, "Hey, I think it would be really fun to just like for a week, like I have a thing that we could sponsor the weekend preview." And I was like, "I would love to do this. I just don't think I can. Like, I think there has to be like an official contract through the radio station, and it's probably more trouble than it's worth for a week." But James, when I'm going to talk later in my goodbye about the fact that our audience got the show, and there were fewer moments in which I was like, "This person gets the show," than that. And I'm very glad that you called in. One, you said all those nice things. I really appreciate it. I take them to heart genuinely. And two, that you just shared that so that that made it onto the air before we signed off.
So, yeah. So, Anthony, just so you know, Craig screwed you out of free cupcakes.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just trying
because
to be a rule follower.
The deal was, I told him, yeah, I have a business as like a side hustle, and so part of my thing was, you know, maybe if it's depending on the price, I would be willing to drop cupcakes off as a free thing for both of you, and you know, some sort of monetary thing in addition. And Craig, like, "Oh, it's an awesome idea, but I need to put you in touch with the marketing people." At that point, I kind of got scared off.
Well, we tried our best.
It will always be my big regrets that I didn't get a chance to pull that off. But the other thing I was going to ask was, and I don't know if you can talk about it on air, but is Take Command going to keep going?
So I did talk about this a little bit earlier, James, but I've got a bunch of people asking again, so I'm glad that you did as well. Take Command will continue to go. It will just continue to go without me. I cannot possibly dedicate the time that it would take to do the show the way that I have. One of the great things, and Logan and I are going to do a goodbye episode. So really, I guess my final Odyssey appearance will be Take Command tomorrow. And I will probably say this again there, but the beauty of Take Command, and part of the reason I enjoyed it so much, was it actually helped me a lot with this show. And so, like, my prep was in many ways the same, because I was watching the same film, you know, getting to bounce ideas off Logan, looking up some things that I would say there, but also want to talk about here, yada, yada. And just that amount of time, when you're a genuine, like, front office executive in the NBA, you don't have that kind of time, nor should you probably really be doing a podcast about another team across town. And so Take Command will continue. I now can tell you, I know it's not public yet, so I cannot say who will be taking over, both in the short and maybe even in the long term. But at the very least, in the short term, the people that will be doing the show with Logan are great. They will be very insightful. They bring a lot of the same analytical type of thoughts that I do. And so I'm very excited to become a listener of Take Command. But the show will very much continue. It just will continue without me.
Then one quick request to pass along to Logan. I've always thought was an awesome idea.
Let's do it.
And I don't know if it'll work because I don't know if there's enough time this season, but I always thought it would be amazing to get a football 101 session where you and Logan, or Logan and whoever the next host is, basically take an episode and go through, and even if it is one episode where, like, yeah, we kind of assume all of our listeners know, go through and break down, these are what all of these football terms mean. Because with the amount of info that you guys always dropped, I loved listening, but I always felt like, wow, this is amazing. I have no idea about half of what they're talking about, but this is amazing. So to have, like, one... just even if it was just one session where you kind of went through, these are all of the terms for like wide receiver trees. These are what a 12 package is. This is what, you know, kind of going through a football for dummies just to have it in the bag so that people could reference it and then keep going with the normal depth.
No, I think that we've talked about doing stuff like that, and we probably should have by now. And James, I appreciate that. And I know that there are some things in the works that we were working on that might provide really cool opportunities to do stuff like that. So I will, that is feedback that is being considered by the team. I can tell you that much, and that consideration will continue long after I'm gone. And hopefully it won't have to continue because they'll do it. So James, thank you for the call. Thanks for being such a loyal listener, and I appreciate it. All right. When we get back, we are going to enshrine. We've talked about like the hypothetical Real Things Hall of Fame. What if we actually did a Real Things Hall of Fame? The Real Things Hall of Fame is next. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports. You thought I forgot, Anthony. You thought I forgot.
I definitely did.
But first, the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa with customizable, roasted, and crispy chicken sandwiches. Aunt's mom is on line 3. Hi, Mom.
No, it's actually your mom.
Oh, you played a trick. I asked you if it was real. You son of a gun. And Mom, that's not... My mother just lied to me on the radio. Hi,
she
Mom.
She did. This is my first and I guess my last call ever into the Hoffman Show. Just wishing you good luck in your next career. You've been on the mic for a lot of years and you haven't shut up in 35.
Well, you would know.
And I would know, and can't wait to see what you're going to do next. So proud of you.
Thanks, Mom. Wow. That's my mom, everybody. And now I have to do the awkward thing where I hang up on my mom. Bye, Mom. I love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Have a great show.
Thanks. That's a real thing that happened earlier on this final edition of the Hoffman Show. I realize now, Anthony, what a miss by me. We have caller ID.
Yes.
There's a lot going on, man. A lot of swirling emotions, a lot of stuff. It is the final edition of the Hoffman Show. We are bearing down on our final half hour here on the Team 980. Now you got me all in my feels again. Damn, bro. Good way to get out of him. We have talked long on this show about the Real Things Hall of Fame. And this soundbite, Real Things Hall of Fame. We probably should have kept a running folder, but we did keep a couple of our favorites. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we have time to enshrine a couple of sound bites, and then I would like to mention a couple of other people that get to be enshrined in the Real Things Hall of Fame.
Real Things.
We're not going to be in suck this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right. We got to... This was one of the ones... Well, I guess... Let me start here. The founding member of the Real Things Hall of Fame is Kevin Harlan. For those that have listened to the end of the show for years but have never heard the origin story, I essentially started when I was doing nights and weekends. This is a way to end the show as an excuse for the time that Kevin Harlan called the play-by-play on the radio of a streaker, something that, through the great fortune, one of my greatest memories of this very silly radio show is that I got to tell Kevin Harlan that live on the air at Radio Row at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. And so the first official enshrinee into the Real Things Hall of Fame is the one and only Kevin Harlan.
Tonight from Madison Square Garden, the NBA on TNT is brought to you by the new crispy tenders at CarMax. What? The way car buying should be. Can that be? What is that? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Hold on. Are they serving tenders with cars? Are there tenders in the car?
Because if there is, you're in.
We just had the marriage of two different sponsors, and it was ugly.
Who wrote that? Only you can laugh about it.
Well, that just goes to show you, I literally will read anything they put in front of me without even looking like, holy cow, what does that say?
I get it. Sometimes you just read exactly what's in front of you, and you hope to not be Ron Burgundy?
It was Radio Gold, man. Radio Gold.
Yeah. Yeah. I also just thought of another person that needs to be enshrined, Anthony. And so I'm going off script here. When I think of announcers who belong, there's really a trio. And this one's personal. My good friend Kevin Brown belongs in the Real Things Hall of Fame. And luckily, I was able to just do a little searching on the thing. And I hope this works. Ladies and gentlemen, our second enshrinee into the real things real people said, or in this case, sang into real microphones, is Orioles announcer, my dear friend, Kevin Brown.
Don't tell me you don't know Blink 182.
I'll be honest, never heard of Blink 182.
Are you kidding me?
Sounds like a fighter jet to me.
But get out of here. You don't know Blink 182?
I probably know the song.
Yeah. All the small things?
Sing it for me.
All
I might recognize
the small things.
Oh, okay, don't sing it anymore.
Tom DeLonge has had a lot of Padres games. Big fan. I Miss You. You don't know that one?
I mean, I might if I could hear the song.
Tom has this, like, very distinct nasally voice. So he goes, "Where are you? And I'm so sorry."
Now I recognize
you
it.
Do. You
yeah,
got
you
it
sound
now.
Just
thank
like
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, about time. I definitely believe you, 100%.
Ladies and gentlemen, our second Real Things Hall of Famer, Kevin N. Brown. I do know what the N stands for. I will not put Kevin's middle name on blast on the radio. We'll get back to one more close, friends of the show to round out. But we cannot possibly have the Real Things Hall of Fame without this guy, whose name I don't know. All I know was there was a day where there was a news story where an F-35 fighter jet went missing. The U.S. military just lost it. And turns out it had crashed somewhere in the general vicinity of this fella.
In the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, saw that between a screech and a whistle. I said, "What in the world is this?" And I heard a boom in my whole house shook.
White says he didn't realize it was a plane at the time, so he didn't call anybody.
The first thought came to me, I said, "Well, this must be a meteorite coming out of space or something." And I said, "Well, if it's an airplane, it needed to be reported. Let the thing be flying just too low."
The F-35B airplane wreckage created an extensive debris field.
And thus, on the soundbite board, got its rightful place in history.
Yes, sir.
Last but not least of the official first class of Hall of Fame enshrinees, we have the Eagles, Noah and Ian. And we could have picked many sound bites from Ian. However, we chose one of the younger Eagle because it covers both of them. Ladies and gentlemen, our final members of the first, and because the show is ending in 30 minutes, only class of Real Things Hall of Famers, Noah and Ian Eagle.
I would get home and it would be, "Clean your room." And I would say, "Not today." And he would say, "Breakfast denied." And I'd say, "I want some eggs." And then he would say, "Broken ankles and yolks." And I would say, "I'm not hungry." And then I'd get grounded. That's usually how it would go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Noah and Ian Eagle. When we get back, Real Things we said into microphones, and then I'll try not to cry as we say goodbye to the Hoffman Show. Oh, man, it's final half hour. There ain't no way I'm not going to cry by the end of the show. It's the Hoffman Show, Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you missed any part of today, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, as this is our final show. This is it. This is the last half hour of Anthony and I working together between 4 and 7. If you missed the announcement off the top of the show, I am leaving to join Monumental Basketball. I will have a front office position with the Wizards and the Mystics. You will definitely be hearing from me as a representative of the front offices of those two teams. Not anytime soon, probably. I don't know anything yet. It's hard to... go out. Can we have you on the show tomorrow? Why? I know the same amount that I know today. Plus, I don't start over there till Monday. But you will definitely be seeing me and hearing me here over on The Fan, on local TV stations, on obviously quite a bit on Monumental Sports Network, and basketball podcasts, Wizards podcasts, Mystics podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. So looking forward to getting started over there. But this is the end here. I will say a big, long goodbye and try to make it still entertaining and meaningful and not just a laundry list of a bad acceptance speech coming up in like 10 minutes. But Anthony, this is the segment I'm calling Real Things Craig and Anthony Said Into Real Microphones. Like when you think about the show, what are your favorite memories, moments, things that we did that you'll be like, remember that time when?
I will say one of my favorite hour openers is when you asked whether or not I was an amphibian, and you stumped me.
Yeah. We'll play. This was during a Real Thing segment, and I don't laugh harder than when Anthony decides this is how we're going to open an hour. I laugh out loud, full on, like crying tears every single time, and this is where that came from. I love that. You're right in the middle there.
Left people are ambidextrous for real. No. All left people are ambidextrous. It's a real thing.
I saw that get retweeted in my timeline by someone who is left-handed. And he's like, yeah, I write left-handed, but I play sports right-handed. LeBron James is like that.
I'm about to say LeBron James. My favorite player is that way.
LeBron James is left-handed, but is the best player maybe ever right-handed?
Possibly.
Which is funny because like there's been times when like his jump shot has really struggled where he's like, maybe I should just shoot left-handed. People are like, why would you do that? It's like, because I'm left-handed. Like, oh.
I think you cheat the game when you're ambidextrous.
Are you ambidextrous?
I'm not. I'm far from it.
Are you amphibious?
Does that mean I'm a... No, of what? Hold on. I know what an amphibian is. I'm not an animal.
No, you're not, but and no, we exist on the ground. But I can swim. So that's good. I can exist for short periods of time in the water. That's amphibians are the ones that can do land or water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Being amphibious doesn't necessarily make you an amphibian.
So are we amphibious?
Can you swim?
I can.
Then I guess to an extent we are amphibious.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad after all these years we've gotten that resolved.
Finally.
I think my favorite moments with you specifically, which are my favorite moments of this show, are the moments that you just have a 180-degree swing. That you're like, yeah, we're rolling. Wait, what? Now we're over here? We're talking about left-handedness and ambidextrousness, and now am I a frog? And like your brain almost doesn't keep up in the moment and it takes you a second to recycle. And yeah. there's a look that you get where you hard reset. But the only thing that's better than that is the slow realization that something bad is happening. And we weren't necessarily able to find, there was one example in particular where during Competition Wednesday last season, you thought you had me. And I just remember like full on about to pee myself laughing as you, I set you up, but I could, like, sometimes when you, like, the way I would describe it is if you're playing pickup basketball and you're going to set a screen on someone and it's like, you're doing like the, hey, they're picking up full court, I'm going to set a screen thing, but it's a pickup game. So you don't want to kill them. Like you're not playing in the league. You like, you want to just be in the way and you're like, oh God, they're about to run full. Like this is about to be a real collision. Like, I've done too much. I am in too deep and I can't get out. And, like, that's how I felt setting you up just to rip from you victory where it looked like you had, after weeks in a row, finally defeated me. Like, 6 weeks in a row. And you thought you had it. And I can't remember whether, like, you went 3-0, but then I went 3-0 and won the tiebreaker. I think it might have been like the Cowboys blowing a game late to the Bengals.
Yep.
Or maybe we were both 0-3 and I had no business winning. And then somehow, I don't remember the details. I just remember walking you up to the line, reeling you in, and then just boom. And the laughter. And that's the thing about it, right? Like, that almost sounded mean. My favorite thing was torturing Anthony. No. My favorite thing is, like, the laughter and the joy and the ability to have fun at each other's expense, but, like, with the acknowledgement that, like, we're both in on the joke. And those memories are the absolute best.
Yeah, I'm going to miss those, man. But I think the moment you're talking about, I definitely was just... Those are the moments where I'm like super like confident. I'm overconfident to an extent, and then you know, my parade gets rained on, or you know, the air goes out of my balloon. And it's just like, I love laughing at myself, because sometimes I do, you know, build myself up only to like let myself down. And then looking back, it's just so funny, and I love being able to look back.
That those memories are the best. And then the other thing is obviously like the callers, and I'll talk a little bit more about this next, but we have one other actual addition we need to put in the Real Things Hall of Fame, Anthony. And this was a call, like, not the idea of Real Things was that it was something from outside the show that we brought in,
mm-hmm.
but there was one caller in particular, and I'm just, it's out of order, so I apologize, but like, we can't possibly leave without one more time hearing from Shane from Oxon Hill.
The guy had 11 touchdowns over the past 2 years. Terry McLaurin has 9. Olamide Zaccheaus had 10 catches last year. Diami Brown had 100 yards last year. Are we a better team without Jahan Dotson? No, we're not. So stop all the baloney, man. We traded Montez Sweat, and now we have Cleveland Furl, who had 2 sacks. And Dante Fowler, who had 2 sacks. We have Austin Eckler, who is 30 years old. Like, come on, bro. Kendall Fuller is in Miami. Curtis Samuel is in Buffalo. Cam Curl is in with the Rams. And we have a guy, Adam Peters, who's bringing in bums. And everybody's like, oh, just because we're bringing in new faces mean we're better.
I promise I would play it one more time.
Shane, it's the bum for me.
Yeah. Technically, Shane's the last caller ever to be heard on the show.
Technically.
Shane, may his call now officially rest in peace. When we get back, damn, I just keep staring at the clock at this point. When we come back, we say goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone of all ages, this is it. This is our final segment together, Anthony.
It is indeed, man. So sad.
It is. It is, damn, I'm not even going to make it to the scripted part. It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. Really? I thought I knew where I was going to cry.
Oh, come
on.
Look, you got it, man. You got it. Just smile, man. Just smile. It's a great moment, dude.
It is.
It's a great moment. Like, I know it's heavy on your heart, but at the same token, like, we did three years together, dog. 3 years together. And again, like, this is another step in the right direction for you. So again, like, be proud of like everything you've done here, everything you've accomplished. I'm sad to see you go, dude. I'm sad to see you go. You're not gonna get me though, Craig. Just smile though. I promise you, It makes it easier.
The problem, man, is that I am proud.
Here you go.
Like, that's the hard part.
Oh.
Woo, buddy. I'll try to read. This is why I write stuff beforehand, because otherwise I don't even have a shot. Damn. How do you wrap up something that's been your professional life? Something your name is on. Something that... something that, while it only took up 3 hours of my day to execute, occupied my mind basically all the time. In some ways, the answer is simple. With gratitude. Oh, God. What I refuse to do, apparently, is be able to keep it together, at least to the part where I get to name the people who I thought were going to make me cry. What I also refuse to do is a laundry list. Thank you of people. Like, this is some award acceptance speech, so forgive me for quickly shouting out a few people who deserve it. And then I want to try to do justice to the real people who made the show happen. And that's the part where I thought I was going to cry, not at the start of the segment. We were really lucky on this show to have a few guests that gave an absolute ton of time to the show. In case you've ever wondered how this radio thing works, the guests that we have on, even the regular ones, don't get paid. So to Michael Phillips, Mitch Tischler, Clint Yates, Dave Johnson, and Dan Pizzuta, who all came on with regularity on their own time because they enjoyed doing it, thank you. I wish we could pay you. And if suddenly I'm really rich one day, I'll pay you. I'd also be remiss if I didn't shout out my good friend Don Van Natta. I was absolutely thrilled that we had the opportunity to have Don on one final time yesterday, which was a pure sheer coincidence, and he did not know it was the final time until after we were done recording. I told him after, and he's like, wait a second, what? Don is a real capital J journalist, an absolute legend of our business, a tremendous friend, and the goal of what we should all try to be as professionals and as people. And the fact that he came on our show regularly to talk about the Dan Snyder story is the absolute highest compliment I can think of to what we wanted to do when the moment demanded it. We often were very silly on the show, but we always tried to meet the moment when major stories demanded our attention, and Don helped us do that. We told the story of how this show started in many ways earlier with Clinton, but there is one man who gets credit for saving my career, and that is Chris Kinnard. As many of you know, who are long time listeners, my first stint with what was then ESPN 980 came to an unceremonious end thanks to some of the worst people in recent DC sports history, whose names you can find in documents like the Wilkinson Report. Thankfully, it lasted long enough that it caught CK's eye and ears. The head man here at Odyssey DC, which was then CBS Radio, brought me on part-time, then full-time, and then back again when there was a show opening here on the Team 980. Chris is a model boss. He listens, he cares, he's damn good at what he does. But the thing that always struck me is the way that he takes time and makes time for people. He has a lot of responsibilities, and those have only grown over the years. But no matter how many shows or stations he managed, he always made time if I needed him. He managed without micromanaging. He held us accountable without being overbearing or unreasonable. He heard me out even when we didn't agree. The older I've gotten and the more experience I've gotten in the world, the more I've appreciated him. CK, thank you for everything. Now you. When I knew I was getting the show, I made a very cognizant choice. And that is that I want Anthony Haney as my producer. We didn't know each other that well yet. We had worked together a few times when I'd filled in for Travis. But what I knew is that your energy was and remains infectious. Your personality is the perfect complement for me as a host and a colleague. I know you have bad days, but I think it might have been 2 years before I knew that. You just simply never let anything in your life infect what we do and the joy you bring to it. You're far better at that than me. And there are days that it legitimately saved the show. Your mere presence puts a smile on my face, man. And there is absolutely nothing I will miss more about this experience than working with you every day. The energy you bring is the obvious part, but I truly don't know how anyone could understand what you mean to this show, which is a testament to the work that you do as a producer. The easiest way to explain it is I don't even realize how much I rely on you until you're gone. We have very talented and extremely hardworking people that fill in for you, but the way you prepare everything we need, whether it be the hour openers and the other production or the sound bites we use, especially like the pick six during football season, there are days that it was 5:59 and I realized like, oh crap, the pick six is next. And I had looked ahead at some of the press conferences and all that kind of stuff, but I hadn't organized the thoughts in the way that I probably should have as a host. And I could open the rundown and there they'd be. And it's stuff like that, how you roll with the punches, how you anticipated what I would need. And sometimes like be a bit of a wild horse. I would take a left turn and you just roll with it. And it was just irreplaceable. And I also know that I'm not always easy. I've held us to a really high standard. I push for things to be done a particular way, but I do that because I think it's worth it. And you didn't balk at that once, not a single time. You never complained of like, oh, I can't believe he's making me do this or asking me to do this. We did it the right way. We didn't take shortcuts. And I'm really freaking proud of the fact that my name was on this show. And without your work, I don't know that that's true. And in many ways, your name could have and should have been on this show too. And yet, none of that. Oh yeah, there's more. None of that speaks to the friendship that we've formed. We've gotten to know each other's families. We've spent real time together. We've been through some things. We've grown. Simply put, I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you know this, and I hope everyone else does too. To my wife, Rachel, aka the other producer of this show, The Hoffman Show Life Edition, some of the best ideas we've had on this show are yours, and the rest of them were probably inspired by you in some way. You're the most thoughtful, creative, and just downright brilliant person I've ever met. You've shaped the way I see the world in ways that made this show better, make me better, and hopefully have trickled down from there. If everyone put the thought into the world that you did, had the moral clarity that you do, had the ability to truly cut to the core of an issue and understand whether it be a serious issue or a completely trivial one, just that skill alone to separate the essential from the frivolous, the world would be a better place. That's just what you've done for me in terms of what comes out of my mouth on this show. Your support is everything. Your love is felt. When we made our wedding vows, something that happened less than 2 months after this show started, I told you you're the best teammate I could have ever asked for. That is still true. Even though I said all those nice things about Anthony, he is really good, but I think he'll happily take a back seat on that title to you. Last but not least, to all of you, to the audience, you wild, wacky, but also incredibly smart, incredibly kind, often thoughtful, rarely dull group of listeners, some of whom have not only been listening to me since the start of this show, but since my days on ESPN 980 the first time around, or on 106.7 The Fan in my roles there. Thank you. Dan Le Batard has a bit about listeners who don't get the show. He hits them with a giant gong if they don't get it. Thankfully, we didn't need the gong. Y'all got the show. Whatever this is that we've done, y'all got it. Sometimes it was smart. Sometimes it was impossibly stupid. I enjoyed them both thoroughly. We navigated a lot together. Taking over in a summer focused on subpoenas and congressional reports isn't something many sports talk hosts will ever do. For all I know, I'll be the only one in 100 years to do it. But it allowed us to talk as adults, for you as an audience to see what was important to me beyond what you already knew, which is that I really loved just to talk ball. We'll do the important stuff, but there was nothing more fun than last season when we just got to put all that behind us, except for the occasional, can you believe that we're here, considering we were just there? Talking about winning in some ways is harder than losing in sports talk radio. It's easy to speculate what went wrong, but something I'm really proud of and will genuinely miss is that I think we did a great show when things went right. The calls we got last football season were the on-air highlight of this show. Sharing our vibe checks, where I got to hear so many of the tales of joy so many of you were sharing with multiple generations of your families or your longest, closest friends. Capturing those moments that make sports great. And that ever-present sprinkle of, hey, Craig, how are they actually doing this? And the trust that I was someone worth asking means more than I can possibly express. Which leads us to the end. I'm now charged with being a part of the group that brings that same joy we had with the Commanders to the Wizards and the Mystics. I realize that in many ways, considering how I built my media career in this city as a football host first, and how much time I've spent thinking about and talking about the Commanders, that it feels like I'm jumping off a rocket ship right as it's about to launch. I hope you know I'm doing that because I've been invited to try and help build one. My role in that build certainly won't be as significant as Will Dawkins, Michael Winger, Jamila Weideman. Nevertheless, our amazing group of scouts and other front office folks, our coaches, our players at Monumental Basketball. But I do get to be a part of it. And we know that that build is ultimately responsible to all of you. On this show, I've been saying I believe in the project that Monumental is building because I meant it. Getting asked to join it isn't a dream come true because I never considered it a possibility. But it was, and it's one that's too good to pass up. I'm beyond excited, and part of that excitement is that I know I'll still get to interact with so many of you. So now I step away and join you in true fandom of what the Commanders are building, they've set a high standard and are doing it the right way. I couldn't be pulling for them any harder. And I hope that we at Monumental follow in their footsteps. So with that, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for streaming. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for calling. Thanks for everything. I've had a hell of a time. I hope that you have too. For Anthony Haney, I'm Craig Hoffman, and this has been The Hoffman Show on the Team 980.